You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello, and welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're going to be talking about times in our life when we feel lonely. We've all been there, right? Maybe we're in and out of a relationship. Maybe we see others moving ahead with their life and achieving successes that we feel like we're being left behind. There's so many ways in which we can feel lonely, but we also have the ability to fill that space with love, with joy, with activities that can bring us more focus so we can live full out. So we're going to be taking your calls. Again, that number is 800-333-0001. Also, stay with us. In our next segment, we're going to be joined by our inspirational guest, Nancy Nettles. And wow, has she had ins and outs of her life where she's felt lonely, from sexual abuse to losing her sister to a marriage that failed. But she still stood up, brushed off the dirt and the pain and the stresses, and clawed her way to getting out of lonely into being happy. And sometimes it takes a lifetime to find what happiness means to us. So stay tuned for her story. Also, if you want to hear today's show again, feel free to go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes are waiting there for you. Or we do encourage you to go into your app store. Just look for Living Full Out Radio. Because I know even I go back and listen to shows and interviews that we have with guests, because I hear different things each time and I want you to get the most out of it. So I'm getting word from our producer that we actually have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for calling in. How can we help you?
I just had questions. So I'm an artist, like a musician, and I just wanted tips or not secrets, but just advice on how to market myself in the entertainment industry and just to try to build up that name.
Yeah, that's a big pond, right? With a lot of fishes in it.
Yeah.
A lot of competition. Yeah. I have two things I want to share with you. Number one, you really want to focus as much as you can on what are your strengths, what makes you unique and different. That could be your physical attributes, that could be the tone of your voice, that could be the nuances, the things that you say, a certain giggle, a certain tone. It could be the mannerisms of how you walk. And what you might even do is have others look at some of the work that you've already done and have them pull out what are these characteristics of you that are unique, that stand out. Secondly, I would go on to LinkedIn, number one, because there's so many different professionals, everything from casting directors to producers, so many different professionals that whether or not they book you for a gig, they can kind of guide you along. Because people who, quote, quote, make it, they really do want to pay it forward. They really do want to pass on their knowledge. You got to catch them on a good day that they're not too busy, right? But
yeah.
That dialogue could be an email. That could be, you know, a phone chat. Or if they're local to your area, you know, offer to take them out for coffee or bring them coffee, right? And just have a quick 15-minute chat. But, you know, nobody is so big that you can't try, that you can't, you know, attempt to reach out to them. And really absorb yourself as much as you can around other entertainers as well. Because again, I choose in life not to look at other people in my industry as competition. I look at them as like students along with me on this ride. Or I look at them as teachers, because I know there's other coaches and speakers and radio hosts that I've spoken to over the years, and we share our trade secrets with each other. So have you done any of those avenues yet?
I make Spanish music, reggaeton, and I actually met up with Jay Balvin. I don't know if you know who that is. I was able to talk to him, and he gave me a little bit of pointers and stuff.
And what if you could do that conversation times 10? right? Because look how much you got out of that. Look how inspired you were. So just keep going in that direction. Reach out to more people. Some can be on the newer side and some can be sky's the limit people, right? But if you keep doing that, I know you'll get to where you want to go. But thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye. I really appreciate that he asked that question, right? Because it can be kind of lonely trying to figure out, how do I get to where I want to be in life? I truly believe in reaching out to people, right? There's that 6 degrees of separation thing going on. Everybody knows somebody who can help you. You just got to ask. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we have another caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling in. How can we help you?
Hi. So I have a decision I'm facing on how to spend my summer.
So
I'm choosing between right now going to LA and taking on an unpaid internship at a venture capital firm, which is super far from my house and also like unpaid. Or I could choose to work at camp with my friend, which is pretty close to my house and I'd make money, but it wouldn't be as much career experience.
You know, potatoes, potatoes, right? I don't think you can really lose. I don't think you can lose. But here's what I would think about. Okay. So those, times at camp, times with friends, those are cherished memories. Cause I look back at my teenage years and my 20s and, you know, later on, you can't go backwards, right? But at the same time, you have to look ahead, just like our last caller who's trying to expand his network and kind of get ahead of the competition. So you have to think about in your chosen field, what does that look like? So would it be beneficial for you at the age you are, whatever that, you know, whatever the goal is that you're going for, again, because you know how competitive it is, would this get you ahead? Would this give you more security or make you feel more comfortable or just get you excited for more of your professional endeavors? It's really going to have to be where your heart lies. But I want you to do something for me. If I made you decide in this very second, on the count of three, tell me one choice. Okay? One, two, three. What is it?
I think I'd go with the internship.
Okay. You have to listen to your heart. And why are you going with the internship? Why that one?
I think it'd be like a ton of growth for the summer. Just like living by myself in an area I'm totally like unfamiliar with and going to work every day.
And that could be exciting. Really, that could be exciting, right? It could make you grow and who knows who you're going to meet, right? But the reason why I did that test with you, one, two, three, is because whenever you find yourself at a crossroad, what you don't want to do is analyze, overanalyze, think about it. Because if you think too long, poof, the experience is gone. Right? So whenever you hit this crossroad again, one, two, three, answer. And that answer is the one that your heart is choosing. Let your heart choose it, not your mind. Okay? So you're going to LA. Pack your bags.
Thank you.
There's a lot of planning there, but there's a lot of exciting things, you know? Think of all the people you're going to meet. Think of all the places you can experience. And who knows, I think that's going to open up a whole new you, a whole new outlook on what your career could look like. And you'll always have the cherished memories of camp. You know, you can even make money in LA, so you're still making some money, you know, bartending, waitressing, you name it, in addition to the job. But I say you go for it. How do you feel?
A little nervous.
Now, are you nervous because of why?
I think it comes with like just a new experience, and the job is like it's a lot, and I'd have like some break. There's just a lot of pros and cons that I've been thinking about for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, but remember that, you know, in life we're survivors, right? So when you first started college for the first time, that was new.
Yeah.
And you did it. You know, the very first day you went to kindergarten, that was new. And you did it. Right?
Yeah.
When you go on a date, first time, first date, new. But you did it. And so you're going to do this just like you've done everything else, and you're going to land right on your feet. I promise you. Just trust yourself. Okay? Thank you so much for calling in, though.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. And for everybody listening today, keep those calls coming. It's all about kind of getting out of our head. Listen to our heart more, because that's how you get out of feeling lonely. And that's how you step towards living full out. I'm Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. Stay with us. We're going to be coming right back with our inspirational guest, Nancy Nettles, sharing how she got from feeling lonely, feeling like life was just falling apart at the seams, to putting herself on a stronger path, empowering herself to go after her dream of being a performer. Stay with us. You don't want to miss it. I'm Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way
for an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE. On the web at save.org.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I'm concerned about children's health. Many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS. Or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfulloutcom. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. My name is Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about being lonely in life and how do you get out of that place where you feel like you have no one to talk to, or you've lost your compass and you're not sure which direction to go anymore. Well, I have brought an inspirational guest today that has really traveled that road, yet today she's accomplished and she's happy and is on her terms. And so I'm going to introduce you now to Nancy Nettles, and we're going to talk about her story and what she overcame. So welcome, Nancy.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
Well, I have to say, first of all, you have a great first name. I just want to say, for the record.
You do too, of course.
Well, let's just get that out of the way. But no, awesome. Really nice to have you here. You know, we're talking today, Nancy, about being lonely. And you've had many pockets of time where you felt that way. And I know in your early years as a child, you were actually sexually abused. Mm-hmm. And that is loss of its own. But then on top of that, your biggest cheerleader, your sister, was murdered. And mm-hmm. and that was all 17 and under. And how at that age did Nancy handle that loneliness, that loss?
I think primarily I guess I wrote in my journal. I had been given, we called it diaries back then, but I'd been given a diary when I was about 10, which was shortly after the sexual trauma, and I guess I just kind of used that because I was very alone in that event, and then my biggest cheerleader was my sister, and then for her to get murdered like she was, it was probably one of the darkest times in my life.
Hmm. And I know you've had a lot of dark times, and you just didn't know it then that more were coming. And sometimes when a dark time happens, and I'm sure our audience will agree with you on this, we do try to turn to those that can be that light, that can be a soft place to fall. And you had plans to go live near your sister, but then after she passed, mm-hmm. you had to self-correct. And you ended up mm-hmm. getting yourself involved in a 10-year relationship with a man, but it was really based on kind of security and timing. And again, there was a loneliness within that because you had to kind of put your dream aside a little bit. And how did you handle that?
Well, I think that was very accurate. I think probably more than a little bit, really. You know, when you get into a relationship, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to be secure. At least one person's going to be in my corner. I'm not going to have this gut loneliness feeling. And it was everything but that. And I, again, didn't really have anyone else, and so kind of was left to my own devices in a way. Mm-hmm. So, and then I had children, so it was just, you know, keep going, stay in survival mode for most of that 10 years.
Well, and I work with a lot of clients that kind of see the years, the decades, go by, and that can feel like this is not my life. Like, who's this? Mm-hmm. This is somebody else's life. This is not my life.
Yeah.
How did you handle that crossroad? I mean, you have to keep going, but at the same time, I imagine there were parts of you that were just screaming inside.
Yeah. Well, I think my music helped me to really mm-hmm. Get through each day. I, you know, played and sang, and so there were times when that was all I really had. But I think, you know, now looking back, I think that wasn't enough, but it did get me through quite a few dark days. Mm-hmm. And being able to perform and sing and play, you know, got me through some of the really tough times, especially while in that relationship.
Well, that's why I tell people, find that passion, that hobby, because sometimes you need that escape. And I know you were an opera singer, and after a certain decade of time, you finally did call it quits with that relationship. But what I like and adore about you is you are a survivor. You know, you clawed your way back. You were like, okay, I'm going to rebuild my life. I'm going to hit the reset button. And you moved your kids. You guys went to Minnesota, and you literally had to find childcare. You had to find a job. You had to, you know, continue to go after your career. Where did that vigor come from? Was it almost like having oxygen for the first time after a decade of none?
You know, I never thought of it that way, but I suppose it was. I think that was the first time I realized that, one, I was going to be a single mom, and two, I was going to be a single mom that got to make her own choices. So I thought, anyway. And, you know, I think, you know, moving to Minnesota, moving to the Twin Cities specifically was really a new start, so I thought, and it did feel that way in the beginning, you know. And I was able to get childcare, and she was wonderful, and I was able to get support from my community, and I was able to do my music and make a living doing my music, and so things were moving forward. I started my first business. That was the first time I ever started a business, and so it was. I would say the analogy of oxygen, it definitely was that. But there was still that dark place inside of me because I was still alone. I was still by myself.
Yeah, here you were raising two kids on your own. And then the day comes when you get a call, and it was your ex-husband saying, let's try again. And we all have these romantic fantasies of the ones that we love calling us back and fighting for us, right? So I get it. I get it. You were like, okay, but here you were giving up everything you had rebuilt on a chance, on a dream, on a hope.
Yep.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of faith.
It really was, and I I think I sometimes wonder how did I do that. But yeah.
And it's interesting because, you know, we just had a caller earlier in our show who, too, had kind of a decision to make. And, you know, at that moment, you could have stayed where everything was safe. Everything was, you know, accomplishing, and you were living your dream. But you also were trying to fill that loneliness with love. And so when we come back, we're going to continue your story. You did take that leap of faith, but you're in for a whole new ballgame when you got to Nashville. So everybody stay with us, because we're going to continue our story with Nancy Nettles. And I want you to think about, where in your life are you lonely? And let's get you out of that space. Let's get you more hopeful, more joyful, but more so not alone, because that's why we're here, to help you and guide you along. So stay with us. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show, and we'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait, communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about when we're lonely in life and how do we feel that space, that pain, that loss. And our inspirational guest today, Nancy Nettles, is a great example of going from being lonely to happy, to going back to lonely again, to clawing her way to being happy again. She has literally gone through that journey, and we're just in the midst of her story now. So I'd like to welcome Nancy back to the show.
Thank you again, Nancy.
Absolutely. Now, okay, I am a hopeless romantic at heart. I love my love songs channel. So here you were in Minnesota. Life was good. You could have lived the rest of your days happy and successful. But when that call came and your ex-husband was like, let's give it another shot, you went for it. But when you got to Nashville, all that was promised wasn't quite exactly what was real. So what was the living situation like?
Well, first of all, there was not even a stove, refrigerator. he had been using a microwave. There was no, and there was very little furniture. It was as if we had gone back in time when we first got married, when we were both students in college. So it was very, very disappointing.
Yeah, and not exactly an environment for two young kids to thrive in. And
no.
But Nancy, again, you're a girl with my own heart. I mean, you try to make the best of it. But then again, life just happens, right? And you got sick. You got sick not just once, but you got sick twice. And over the process of time, you also decided to leave that relationship again. It just wasn't working. But amongst the sickness, you couldn't pay your bills. You couldn't pay your rent. And here again, the loneliness sets in.
Oh, yeah.
And so many people have felt that, and you actually contemplated suicide. What was your thought there? I mean, did you not see any way out?
At that point, I didn't see anything but black. Like, I remember thinking there was no light. Like, there wasn't even a glimmer, a spot of any kind, and I felt like life would just was that was it for me, that I was done, and that my kids would be better off, that I was not here on this earth. And I really was in the darkest place I have ever been in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had thought I had gotten to a dark place previously when I lost my sister, but this particular place was much darker, much, much mm-hmm. darker.
And there's the responsibility of your kiddos. And
exactly.
You know, there's no manual for being a parent. And especially when someone's going through a hard time, you know, now you're dealing with mental health in terms of just feeling, being safe and trying to find your way through the dark. And one of the first attempts that you did in terms of ending your life, your daughter had to call for help, had to call the police, had to call for an ambulance. And when you think about that now, what do you think about that? What are your feelings?
That is my biggest regret as far as that whole period of my life, that my daughter had to make that phone call. You know, it's kind of it's two-sided. On one side, I'm grateful that she was smart enough to call 911 at such a young age. But on the other side, I thought, oh my gosh, what did this tell her? You know, what message was she receiving that I felt it was better for me not to be here, to not be her mother, that she wasn't worthy of me being able to withstand all the things that have been happening to me. So I had all kinds of thoughts. The guilt and the shame really overtook me after that first attempt.
Mm-hmm. And really, it's around this point that a winning lottery ticket would have been really helpful, because the next stage of your life, you came home from work and literally all your belongings were on the sidewalk. They didn't just evict you, they moved you out.
That is correct. And I, to this day, I think, you know, I try really hard not to base my life and value on things because of that day. It's amazing to see, you know, up to that point, 30 years. And I was one of those people, because I am a romantic, I kept pictures and, you know, mementos from growing up, even in my parents' home, things that my grandmother gave me. And to see just everything on the street was, it just pushed me further into the hole.
Well, and you didn't have a home anymore. Your home was becoming your car. And how did you decide what to take? Because you had two toddlers, two car seats, a very small car.
I remember thinking, well, I just need to get enough clothes so that they would have clothes for daycare and school. My daughter was in kindergarten, first grade around that time. And just enough change of clothes for myself. And, I tried to keep, like, birth certificates and things like that. But for the most part, all of the things that I had accumulated up to that point, I had to let go. And, you know, there were pictures and things that I will never get again. I will never have again. And it breaks my heart even to this day. However, there was just no room. There was just no room. I wanted the kids to have their favorite blankets and at least have that, mm-hmm. something they could hold on to. So I was able to at least do that.
Well, and I know that the next couple of months you ended up giving your kids to your ex-husband to just kind of watch after them. You needed to rebuild your life. But you just were done. You were done, overdone. And you tried to commit suicide again. Mm-hmm. You didn't actually pass away, thankfully. But you were angry because you wanted to. Mm-hmm. But the good thing is you found therapy. Not just one mm-hmm. therapist, but two. And what was the importance of having multiple therapists? How did they together support you?
Well, therapists have, they specialize. So I had one who was kind of that more holistic overall, I guess that was his specialty. And then I had one who was specific to the sexual trauma that I had experienced, which is a different kind of trauma. It really was very helpful and supportive because they allowed me to go through whatever and without any judgment, they didn't give me, they didn't tell me I was a bad person or, you know, any of those things. It was more about they were listening, and in their listening, they were encouraging, and they helped me to see the positives that were in my life, even though in my mind, all I could see was negativity.
Mm. But I'm super glad that you reached out for help. You were at your loneliest, darkest time, but you stretched out your hand to two different people, and they reached out and helped you up. And I think sometimes in life, that's what we need most. You know, we need to believe mm-hmm. that we can be saved, that we can get to that other place. And, you know, over time, you did get a place. You did get a job. You did get your children back. And you rebuilt. You got your career, your singing career back. But, you know, that was like a two-decade journey.
It was.
And Nancy, I applaud you for that, okay? I mean, your story is one that not everybody has the same, you know, but there's pieces of your story that people will identify with. And when you look back at all these different stages and listening to our audience now in terms of the pain they might be going through, what's your last piece of advice for them?
If you can find a little hope and someone who will listen, that those are the keys to moving forward despite whatever it is you're going through.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I think that's valuable.
Yeah. And also, I really think that turning to people and hearing other people's walks, it's all different, but, you know, I'm with you, girl. I'm with you on all that you've gone through, and I'm so proud of you, okay? So thank you so much for coming on the show. You're an everyday person who just believed and loved, went after her dream, tried to be a good mom, and during dark times, we can fall, and it takes stories like you to help us to see that we don't want to give up. Like, good can come after hard times. So thank you very much for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Nancy.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Nancy. Have a great day.
You too.
And for everybody listening today, the reason why I wanted to bring Nancy's story to you is because it has a lot of twists and turns, right? She's a little bit of all of us in what we've experienced. And I want you to know that you're not alone. If it's a financial crisis that you're going through, if you're dealing with a love heartbreak, if it's a health issue, whatever it is, there is a way to the other side. I really want all of you to feel comfortable to reach out to us at Living Full Out. Our number is 310-909-7800, or reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. That is why we do this show, because people like Nancy and people like you standing up and sharing what you've been through. So if you have an inspirational story, again, perhaps we can have you as a guest and you can share with us your wisdom and what you've learned. Go to connect@livingfullout.com to share with us your story. And we're going to be coming right back, taking more of your calls. Again, we're talking about getting out of being lonely today and really filling up that space with a focus, with activities, with love, and knowing that you have the ability and the power to get your life back on track. Never forget that. That's when you're living full out. I am Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. Stay with us. We'll be coming right back after this break.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
I want to be
a
football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
What?
What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation on the French Riviera, and then buy it.
You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
When you're feeling lonely, I want you to think about what is the source and the cause of the pain. And you want to make sure that you reach out to somebody in your life that can be that sounding board, somebody that you trust can get you to a healthier place. And then with that leap of faith, keep stepping forward. That is how you get to living your life full out and stepping out of being lonely.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Thank you again for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And I know the topic of loneliness is a heavy one, and it's not always exciting to talk about, but it is a shared feeling that we've all had, and it can be caused by rejection. It can be a loss of focus and not knowing where we're going in life, or heartbreak. But the thing is just like how we all have been there, we've all felt it, we all have had the ability to get out of that place of feeling stuck, of feeling hopeless. So that is why we do this show each week. We want to extend our hand to you, and we want to make sure that we can get you to the other side where you are empowered, where you do have the resources. So we want to go to the phone lines now, talk to one of our callers. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I have a question. I'm trying to decide how to decide my next career move with my youngest child going to college in the upcoming year.
What do you want to do?
So I would like to kind of take a new course of career, but I'm not really sure how to make that move with having him going to school and having another child in school at mm-hmm. the same time. And I don't know if it's going to change the dynamic too much with their home life coming home from in the holiday seasons and things.
Well, so they're both older children. You know, they have school. Sounds like they're maybe in college, out of high school?
Coming out of high school, yes.
Coming out of high school, going into college. Okay, gotcha. You know, the thing is, the exciting thing is, we're all kids, right? You're a big kid. You have kids, but you too are a big kid. Don't ever lose that lust, that excitement for life. Okay, so just like they're embarking on their new adventures, one is off and running in college, one may be transitioning at in the next year or two, and just like their mom, she's a student of life too, right? So make this a family adventure, number one, okay? And number two, I think it's really important to talk to other people who have done that same walk. So, for example, whatever your ideal career is, what would that be? Can you tell us?
So I'd like to pursue something that allows me to travel a little bit more.
Okay.
And possibly move out of the area.
Okay. And I can see how that might, right? And I can see how that might shake up things with the kids, right? But home is where the heart is, really. I mean, I don't know a lot of people anymore who grow, you know, who come home from college to the same home they were, you know, children growing up in, right? Life is changing and ever moving. And they, for all I know, they might like the new area you're moving to, right? But, you know, I think you have to, again, look at it like an adventure. And what I really would do is reach out to people who have that same career and kind of ask them, you know, how did you get there? You know, what education did you have? You know, what compromises did you have to make? You know, how did you balance having a family or dating or any of that? And you'll kind of piece together what your plan of action is going to be. And I think you kind of at some point have to make an executive decision, and it could be a family decision or just your own, But I think you have to live your life and just go for it. Because you can always step backwards. You can always move home, not maybe to the same house, but the same city, right? But we have a limited amount of time to execute and live our dreams. And I promise you, as your kids go out there and they're starting to achieve their own successes, they want their mom to have the same accomplishments. And again, everybody's a student in your household, right? Everybody's going for their dream. So make it kind of fun. Build this camaraderie within your family. Okay, can you do that?
I can. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. And for everybody listening today, just like all of our callers who have shared the crossroads that they're at, the decisions they're trying to make, it can be lonely to figure out, gosh, am I making the right decision? What if I make the wrong decision? What a, right? I want you to put those woulda, coulda, shouldas in a box and just throw it away because they don't exist. They're holding you back. And I want you to look forward and I want you to take that chance, take that risk. Because here's the thing, at the end of the day, at the end of your life, you don't want to look back and say, I wish I had. I wonder what it would have been like. You want to say, I'm so glad I tried it. It worked out. It was great. Or you know what? I tried it. Wasn't the right fit, you know, but at least I did it. So stay positive, look forward, reach out to us for support, or even turn to family and friends that are your cheerleaders, are the people that are dedicated to you living your best life. Our entire Living Full Out family thanks you for listening. Rich and Aaron and John and Riley and Shakira. And the thing is make sure that you listen to today's show again or any of our shows by going to livingfullout.com so you can stay empowered, or go to Alexa or the app stores, look for Living Full Out Radio, and just make sure that every day you stay as empowered as you can, because the thing is, those hardships, those unknowns, they're always going to come in our path. The lonely times, they're going to be there too. But believe in yourself, stay strong, and reach out for support. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Soleri. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.